For the second time in 3 years, the University of Florida has won the College Football National Championship. Last night in Miami, the Gators beat the Oklahoma Sooners 24-14. The title game matches the top two nationally ranked teams, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the marquee matchup didn't quite live up to expectations.
Nothing like a fight song to get you going. Not that anyone in packed Dolphin Stadium last night needed extra motivation. This game was a guaranteed doozy. Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks on each team, Oklahoma's Sam Bradford won it this season, Florida's Tim Tebow was the 2007 winner. A Sooners offense that scored more points than any team in history, including at least 60 points in each of Oklahoma's last five games. So, deep breath with the opening kickoff and... a bit of a clunker. Low scoring, interceptions, penalties, the game's rhythm was choppy. Tebow, his voice strained from screaming over the stadium din, admitted it wasn't a thing of art.
You know, what you see in that game was not great execution, was not great by me as far as execution, but our team played with a lot of heart, and they played for four quarters really, really hard, and that's why we won.
The Gators also won because they had Tebow. His clinching touchdown pass with a few minutes left in the game looked more like a jump shot in basketball. It was vintage Tebow, who's probably the most resourceful quarterback in college football. He jump passes, shovel passes, just gets the ball in someone's hands any way he can. He also runs with the ball like a bull. He was named the game's most outstanding player, and here's a first. Tebow, the son of missionary parents and a devoutly religious young man who takes the message of God to the poor, was penalized at the end of the game for unsportsmanlike conduct.
You know, I'm not a trash talker. I didn't say anything. I did the Gator Chomp. I was pretty excited. And, we had heard a lot all game. Just gave a little Gator Chomp. It was also for the fans. I think they kind of enjoyed it, too.
No doubt the thousands of orange and blue-clad Florida fans loved Tebow's Gator Chomp with both arms moving like an alligator's jaws. Earlier this week, an Oklahoma defensive back trashed Tebow and said he'd be only the fourth-best quarterback in Oklahoma's Big 12 Conference. Florida star linebacker Brandon Spikes, who did some pregame trash-talking himself, said the Sooners' abuse continued last night.
Just doing all kind of dirty stuff, you know, just poking your eyes, just pushing head down. You know, it's something, it wasn't nothing we weren't used to, but we just felt like, hey, the referee should see this thing. You know, I felt like they weren't calling some of the stuff they needed to, but hey, we came out, you know, the best team won.
But does that mean Florida really is the best of all? Polls and BCS rankings may say so, but a big chunk of football fans in this country still say, don't even bug me about national champions until there's a playoff. Too many good teams, they say, like USC, Utah, Texas, were left out of the championship equation. So what does number one really mean? Today, at least in South Florida, it means one big Gator Chomp. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Miami.